We are surprised to see you and Princess Leia here,
Raynar said.
We did not summon you.
Han frowned. Yeah, what's the deal with that? Our feelings were kind of hurt, seeing how we're the ones who gave you this world. Raynar's eyes remained cold.
We have not forgotten. You may be sure of that.
I'm not liking the buzz around here, Han whispered to Leia. It's beginning to feel like a setup. Leia nodded, but kept her attention fixed on the center of the gathering, where Raynar was already exchanging greetings with the Skywalkers.
We apologize for receiving you in the street,
he was saying to Luke.
But the garden hall we built to welcome you was,
he glanced toward the marsh,
destroyed.
No apologies are necessary, Luke answered. We're happy to see you anywhere.
Good.
Raynar motioned them up the street toward a small courtyard only a couple of meters from the marsh.
We will talk in the circle of rest.
Alarm warnings began to nail inside Han's head. Shouldn't we go someplace safer? He asked. Farther away from that froth? Raynar turned to Han and narrowed his eyes.
Why would we do that, Captain Solo?
Are you kidding me? Han asked. Why wouldn't we? I've seen what that foam does.
Have you?
Raynar asked. Han's vision began to blur around the edges, and soon all that remained visible of Raynar's face were the cold blue depths of his eyes.
Tell us about it.
Han scowled. What do you think you're doing? Don't you try that force stuff. A dark weight began to gather inside his chest, and words began to spill out of Han of their own accord. There was a bug outside our hangar, covered in gray froth. It was disintegrating before our eyes, and now we get here and see the same thing happening to you. Wait a minute. Leia's voice came from in front of Han. You think we know something about this fizz?
You and Captain Solo are the ones who gave us this world, and now we know why.
I don't think I like what you're saying. Han could still see only Raynar's eyes. We pull your feet out of the fire at Kuribu, and the weight inside his chest grew heavier, and he found himself returning to the original subject. Look, this is the first time we ever saw the stuff. It's probably some bug disease you guys brought back! The weight became crushing, and Han dropped to his knees. Stop it, Leia said. This is no way to win our help.
We are not interested in your help, Princess Leia. We have seen what comes of your help.
You must want something from us, Luke said. You went to a lot of trouble to lure us here.
We did not lure you, Master Skywalker.
Raynar's blue eyes slid away. The weight vanished from inside Han's chest, and his vision slowly returned to normal.
Unu did discover why Gorog is trying to kill Mara.
Is trying to. Luke's tone was one of clarification rather than surprise. Gorog was a furtive nest of Killix, called the Dark Nest by Jedi, that acted as a sort of evil unconscious for the colony's collective mind. The Jedi had attempted to destroy it last year, after it had precipitated the Kuribu crisis, by secretly persuading Raynar to establish several nests on the Chiss frontier. But they had realized they had failed as soon as the Dark Nest's black membrosia began appearing on Alliance worlds. We're listening.
In good time,
Raynar said.
We will tell you about the plot against Mara after you tell us about the fizz.
He turned and started toward the circle of rest. Han rose and stomped after him. I told you, we don't know anything about that. And if you ever try that heavy chest thing on me again. Leia took Han's arm. Han, I'm going to build myself a space liner, Han continued. Then I'm going to start booking culinary tours.